brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into hour number three of this global transmission against tyranny. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm your host. We're joined by my webmaster of two of my websites, PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson, an author and researcher, a great political mind, understanding the New World Order. We're about to go to Carson, Andrea, Bernard, Kara, Kim. I want to try to hurry through these calls now because I do want to get into the discussions of suspending the election or postponing it, of martial law, just a ton of vital news we haven't even gotten to yet. The Red Cross saying, hey, they think the globalists are taking people to third-party countries for torture, secret camps, not just this has been public for years, but here they are now admitting it. But Carson in Colorado, you were talking about your friends in NORTHCOM, the North American military dictatorship they've set up, making the U.S. basically a military command zone. You talk to these folks that are in the military who are upset and concerned, and that you said they won't say a lot, but I'm sure they've said something to you. I mean, what are they? Why are they upset? And you said they're listening to the show.
Well, I'm sure that some of them do. We do socialize, and I do respect, the fact that they could get into some serious difficulties at work, particularly vis-a-vis their clearances and all. But we keep it general, and they're just they don't want to be in the military any longer. A lot of them. And these aren't all NORTHCOM guys. A lot of these guys are 11 Bravos. There are a lot of infantry guys as well down at the fort. But I'd like to make a couple of points along those lines, Alex, and I will try to keep it real brief. I've got some candid shots of Dickie Myers handing a flag off to Eberhardt, who is the commander. And both of those guys, you've got a camera shot directly into their eyes, into their soul. They are wickedly unhappy. They know exactly what's going on. How they keep them, doing it, I'll never know. But we've got a lot of Kool-Aid swilling, Fox boot licking, I call them Bush bots. And not that Kerry's going to be any better, but perhaps Kerry won't be able to, if there is an election, and I don't think any of us are sure today that there will be an election. And that's one of the discussions that we have out in the woods when we know that, we're amongst ourselves. The reality is that we had a guy on television right here in the Denver market being interviewed by an idiot, an NBC anchor, a retired anchorman by the name of Greg Dobbs. The guy was an active duty military intelligence fellow on the ground in Iraq, directly contradicting a Marine general. This guy was articulate. He was a young captain. He was spot on, fearless. These guys are not fooled, and we're getting so much crap out of the media, and you know that as well as I do. But the reality is, things are not what they seem over there. That's a test bed, just like Vietnam was a test bed for our nation in the 60s. They're perfecting techniques, tactics, to be used against all of us, sir.
They're creating cadres of people that'll kill women and children and torture them. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, comments to what he was saying?
Well, yeah, the older military personnel are becoming dissatisfied because, as he said, the cadres that will carry out the torture and the murder and the abuse, if you want to call it that. I mean, they're
abuse is too harsh a term, the pressure.
Well, I mean, these are the 19, 20, 21-year-old thugs that they hire off the street who are, used to initiation rituals, which is basically what this torture is, and the initiation rituals on the street for something like the Crips or the Blood street gangs are, things like killing pregnant women. So when they hire them into the army, then they solidify their discipline to their military commander by making them carry out these acts of initiation, which are, taking children to camps and making Iraqis jump off bridges. So, I mean, that's how they get them into the military.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, and we'll talk to Andrea, Bernard, Kara, Kim, and others. Everybody, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, broadcasting worldwide against the New World Order.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call to toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're about to accelerate quickly through your phone calls and back into the top news stories and most important information as we face martial law and the cancellation of elections and why would they need to do that if they already control both the candidates? But we're getting a few calls, folks, saying, Alex, you talked too fast. We didn't get the number for Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has gained the reputation of providing virtually the finest dehydrated storable foods available. Perhaps that's why they are the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in America. Food units need no refrigeration because they are nitrogen-packed, which vastly extends their shelf life. The food units are compact and can be customized to fit your individual needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for half price. That's only $2.49 by calling them at 800-453-2202. 800-453-2202 is the number. Or ReadyReserveFoods.com, or there's a hyperlink at InfoWars.com. It's just a basic insurance policy, folks. It's very important. 800-453-2202. Paul, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Andrea in Ohio. Go ahead, Andrea. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. First, I want to commend you for having Diane Coleman on your program. I am a member of the disability community myself, and I'm very well aware of the danger. So, again, thank you for...
Okay, for those that weren't listening to us an hour ago, why don't you bring them up to speed briefly? They're killing people begging for food and water at a 17 national disability groups, big groups. I mean,
oh, including the Centers for Independent Living, the people that signed the ADA. There's a whole host of those.
And she's the president of Not Dead Yet.
Yes.
And she was going over this Nazi program of eugenics called bioethics, killing people who are begging for food and water. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, you mentioned the word Nazi, and that's exactly how it started back in Hitler Germany. I mean, the Nazi eugenics movement started when a father wrote to Hitler, who had a son who was mentally disabled, and he said he wanted the state to kill his son. So, I mean, that gave Hitler the idea to introduce the program on a widespread basis, and it was, you know, one of the catalysts for the Holocaust. So,
oh, sure, absolutely. And also another brief point: if the gentleman from Chile is listening, there is a campaign. It's still going on. Sojourners Magazine is involved in it. I'm involved in it too, to help shut down the School of the Americas,
which they changed the name of, but it's still a Fort Meade, Georgia.
It's still the School of the Americas. I strongly encourage our listeners to get involved in that.
Well, this 1960s training pamphlet that we have posted, declassified, CIA torture manual, how to torture people, that's what they teach the world how to do in Fort Benning, Georgia.
And a final point on that, the torture memo, I kind of had to chuckle a little bit as you and Paul Watson were using that word, pressure. If you read the whole text of the torture memo, and I have a copy of the text, I think I may have sent you a copy. Truthout.org has a copy.
Yeah, we've posted it.
Yeah. It refers to it as pressure, and, I mean, they use terms like pressure.
And it describes in the training manual, and it's just like in the movie Conspiracy Theory, which goes off real events.
Yeah.
You take somebody, put them in a special chair, lower them into a pool of water. And this is a loving thing you do.
But that's not pain, and it's not intended to cause pain, quote-unquote.
No, just panicking, horrible torture, yes.
Yeah. I listened to our ABC News affiliate, Newsnet 5, out of Cleveland, actually finally had on, it was about 6 in the morning, they had the news about, you know, all the talk of suspending elections. And I knew because you had talked about this, had been talking about this for several couple weeks, so I wasn't completely shocked. But it did feel like listening to it at 6 in the morning, I was standing in my mom's room, listening to it, I felt like I was in an episode of The Twilight Zone because I was standing there listening to them talking about suspending elections. And now on to the next news about they were talking about some celebrity or whatever. I mean, it was just eerie.
It's amazing. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You know, that's the point. People say, well, shouldn't we have a plan? You know, that could be a crisis. You know, they could strike. Al-Qaeda's admittedly CIA. The globalists in the 80s, we need to post this, by the way, Rex 84, called for how to suspend elections. This, you know, these are the bad guys, folks. You know, you notice the more liberty we give up, the worse things get, Paul.
Well, just on the previous point, it's come out today that the famous picture of the Iraqi standing on the box with the wires attached to him. He was a car thief. And, I mean, one of the children who got taken to the camp... Accused car thief, not even proven. And one of the children taken to the camp was an accused biscuit thief, but it turned out that he hadn't even stolen biscuits. He was given a biscuit by...
Tell you what, that's it. Stephanie, can you find the thing where they run over the person's car with the tank? The audio of the video? Do you have that on you? Tell me when you get it. This is from Frontline, folks, or no, Nova, and they think they might have stolen 3 sticks of wood, and so they machine gun the car, run over it, and laugh at them. Go ahead, Paul.
And the famous picture of the guy standing on the box, which is now called the Statue of Liberty, accused car thief, a child who took a biscuit from a coalition troop. He wandered down the road to another section of troops who then accused him of stealing the biscuit. He was hooded and taken off to the camp. The Iraqis who were made to jump off the bridge, one of them drowned, died. They broke a curfew. So again, that's freedom. And so there's numerous examples of it. I mean, the Red Cross report, the military report, and there's another one out of Newsweek today. 70-90% were not even anything to do with the insurgency. Some of them weren't even common criminals. And so, I mean, you know, they've got the former terrorist leader in there, head of the terrorist organization. He says he's going to impose martial law.
Yeah, they say 85% of the 320-member appointed board that then appointed the new dictator, who's an admitted terrorist of movie theaters and school buses, it is made up of 80-plus percent made up of Baathist and communist. And so they've got a coalition of communist and Baathist put back in power, martial law declared, martial law provisions put into law. This is freedom, Paul.
And also they've reinstated the death penalty.
I mean, I got to say this. When they put Saddam in as the security chief in 68 and then as dictator in 79, at least in the old days it was because he was anti-communist. And frankly, he did bring more freedom to Iraq than they previously had and you know, let Christians thrive. And I mean, I'm not defending Saddam. He was a horrible CIA thug. But he was the old type of CIA thug who was anti-communist. Now they put commies in, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, Saddam's trial itself, they even had to censor that. They prevented the TV cameras from having the audio, so they just had pictures, and then the transcription of the audio was later provided by the government. So who knows what Hussein was saying, and they've reinstated the death penalty so they can execute him, so he doesn't blow the whistle on, you know, his former business partners.
Just like the torture masters in Afghanistan and Iraq, three of them now charged with the Patriot Act, so they can't defend themselves or speak out and say, I was given orders. That's American citizens being charged with it who followed orders, which doesn't abstain them from guilt. Here's a clip, folks, of a family pulled over. They think they might have stolen wood, so they bulldoze their cars. And by the way, these guys will all be cops. Again, that 80% number, 80-plus percent now of the new cops are military. These are the guys that will be pulling your daughter over. Let's go ahead and play it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. No school deal. Okay? That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whoop.
They shoot the car up. Then an Abrams M1A drives over and then backs back over. So it's about a foot high. It's all part of freedom, winning hearts and minds.
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
Paul, that'll win the hearts and minds, won't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. I mean, Colin Powell's speech to the UN, all the information was culled from an alcoholic who said he'd witnessed that they had them. So, I mean, that's proof. Hannity's new twist on it.
Well, Dick Cheney has a good heart because his admitted drug addict doctor said so.
But you know what Hannity's saying now? He's saying that Saddam Hussein himself was a weapon of mass destruction. So that's the new Orwellian doublethink on it. But again, I mean, another thought occurred to me. If these individuals are, you know, so savage that they will do all this and torture children and make people jump off bridges, then how do their commanders maintain discipline? You know, how do you maintain discipline if you're trying to order around a bunch of animals? And as I pointed out before the break, I mean, the individuals look to their commanders as leaders of the gang, just as the, you know, they'd have leaders in their street gangs. So, I mean, as in those street gangs, they have to carry out barbaric acts to solidify what was Hitler's term for it, the oath of blood.
The cement of blood.
Cement of blood amongst each other. So, I mean, so, you know, they'll kill a pregnant woman on the streets of L.A., and so they'll kill Iraqis in Iraq. That's what they're there to do.
Oh, boy. We'll come back and talk to Bernard, Kara, Kim, and others and get into more of the news. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
in the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
A new affiliate, Canton, Ohio, WCER, AM 900. I got a bunch of other affiliates. I haven't been plugging new ones. I need to do that. We really appreciate it because all we do is cover the facts and stand up against evil folks. Now, to be fair, we got to give each caller about a minute here because I got a bunch of news I want to cover, too. Bernard in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I ordered your Road to Tyranny DVD. I used to own a recording studio, and I'm ready to get to copying and getting them out to people, but I'm having a problem. Everybody seems to be a George Wally syndrome, and I wonder if you could answer honestly, if you think he's paid off, because I've heard your interviews with him, and no matter what you say, he just has the same programmed answer. Well, I just don't think this, and that.
No. It's George Wally, and I've known him for years, and he's a good guy. He just is wedded to the Republican Party and is in a state of denial. Paul Watson, can you speak to that mindset of people that still believe they found the weapons of mass destruction?
Well, as I've said before, it's a childlike mentality. They don't want to believe for a second that the people that control their lives, overly so, in their big case, because they've let the government impinge on every aspect of their lives, they don't want to believe that that government, that state, that parental body, will be inherently evil. And so, I mean, you can't point out to these people, for example, that, you know, this new conservative index, which New American Magazine published, which shows that the only admitted socialist in Congress, Bernie Sanders, has a more conservative record in terms of voting than 76% of the Republican members of the House.
Yeah, we've got that on the website, but why don't we cover some of that in the next segment? Let's go over some of that. Say that again. I saw that. The admitted socialist has a more conservative voting record in a real conservative index than the Republicans.
Yeah, take Ron Paul, for example. He scored 100 on his voting record. Bernie Sanders, the admitted socialist, scored a 47. And then 76% of the Republican members of the House and 45% of the Republican members of the Senate scored less than Sanders. So the socialist is more conservative than they are. So that's why we see these open borders, you know, giant federal expansion of government, because under this Republican administration, they're wolves in sheep's clothing, which is why people like George Wally are not open to that, because the rhetoric is there, the clothing is there, but in reality, the policies are command and control.
Big eyes you have, my what big teeth you have, but it's not grandma, it's the big bad wolf.
Let me ask you one more question. I mean, real seriously, do you think the next presidency is already figured? I mean,
of course it is. It was figured.
It's Kerry Edwards, right? Because Bush, he's.
I don't know. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Kara in Colorado. Kara, go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to shift gears just for a second. Have either of you guys heard of Orwell Rolls in His Grave?
Yeah, it's a new documentary about a lot of Orwellian things coming true, especially with the press.
Yeah, I wondered if you talked about it in the past, Alex.
No, I just learned about it this morning.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, I had heard about it, I think, late last month, and I've been meaning to call in about it and just wondered if you wanted me to tell you a little bit about it. I actually haven't seen it. It's kind of in limited release. You can buy the DVD, but they have a website. It's OrwellRollsInHisGrave.com.
Yeah, but doesn't it just kind of focus on the media manipulation and doublespeak?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But it also has a bit of a slant, I understand, from one reviewer. He said that it's pretty much like it's the guy that made it, Robert Kane Pappas.
Well, I got an email this morning from a filmmaker friend of mine about it, and from those that have seen it, it does seem that it's limited.
Yes, and it's kind of like the guy, I guess the director is in love with, he said he loves him dearly, it says is the quote, Michael Moore. So it's very, the false left-right paradigm, unfortunately, appears to be in the film, but it sounds like, you know, overall it has a good message.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing it. Thanks for the call. Paul, comments?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. I've seen the website. But, you know, it's all being pushed by these liberal groups like BuzzFlash, so it's bound to have that slant on it, like Fahrenheit 9/11. So, you know, it can do some good, but it's not going to tell you the whole situation.
Yeah, because if you just expose the Republicans, you've only done half, you know, I mean, it's just what we were talking about the neocons. I mean, their whole semantical lexicon, their language, their terms, doesn't fit the real world. No wonder things never get fixed, folks, because you're all playing according to their terms, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the hypocrisy of the left. They care about babies being killed in Iraq, but, you know, they don't. Abortion at home is something which they promote. So, again, it's doublethink, it's hypocrisy.
Yeah, so they really need to learn about Orwell before they make films about it. All right, we'll come back and talk to Kim and Tim and others. It's a bunch of news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping, I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to. Thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day. That's 9 to noon Pacific. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. We also don't just go out on the Internet at InfoWars.com where you can listen to the show day and night, but also on your AM and FM dial and global shortwave during the day, all 3 hours, at 9475, 9.475, and at night at 3210, big WWCR, the global blowtorch, worldwide transmission, strong station, strongest in the U.S. It's non-government. I'm only going to talk to Kim, Tim, and Perry, and that's it for calls. I got some news I got to cover with Paul here. But quickly, Kim in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the call.
I went to a town hall meeting this weekend with Representative Lamar Smith.
And very liberal individual, yes.
Oh, yes, very Yale grad. And he has introduced the Lawsuit Abuse Reduction Act. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, and it's part of a larger package of legislation to restrict your right to sue, which is you know.
Right. What he said was it gives the federal judges the ability to classify a case as frivolous and just throw it out.
Yeah, and then they'll selectively enforce everything they want.
Exactly, and then you will have to pay the fees, like if you sued the government, you'd have to pay their fees for filing a frivolous lawsuit.
That's right, and then the abuse can really heat up.
Yeah, well, I just thought that would, you know, interest everybody out there.
And again, we have a lot of frivolous lawsuits. We got out-of-control lawyers. We've got more lawyers than any other country in the world, times, many times, and there are about to be, in the next 5 years, more lawyers graduating than all practicing lawyers. So it is a major problem, but again, it's all going to be selective. They're going to use their lawyers on you. They create the climate. Then there's a problem. They go, oh, let us tie your hands. So we've got an army of people to just go after you, but then you can't protect yourself with your lawyer.
Yes, and I was amazed, Alex, at how many people just sit there in these meetings and think these things are okay. They don't question
it. Well, you know,
it.
Lamar Smith comes out and says we got to put thumb scanners in to stop the illegals, and then pushes for a waiver, and Bush has a waiver where illegals don't have to do it, but citizens do. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I mean, Lamar Smith is just a piece of work, folks. But, oh, he's so conservative. By the way, Paul Watson, you've got that list there, a congressman by the New American, great organization, listing that many Republicans are more socialist than the admitted socialist member of Congress. Is Lamar Smith on there?
I haven't got the list. I've got an article written about it, but I'm sure that, you know, the list itself is at the New American website. But, I mean, you've got people like Edwards on 35... score of 35 out of 100, and I mean, still that beats a lot of so-called conservative Republicans both in the Senate and the House of Congress. So again,
and then we've got the admitted socialists, repeat that, because I've got the article here too, let me dig it out. We've got the admitted socialists, and he's more conservative than most conservatives.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, he scored 47 out of 100, 76% of the Republican members of the House and 45% of the Republican members of the Senate scored less than him. So they voted more liberally than the admitted socialist.
And the article, they give what they voted for. I mean, oh my goodness. And a lot of neocons have heard that the government's getting bigger. They go, oh, it's for the war. No, that's a small portion. It's every Department of Education, UNESCO, you know, it's every land grab you can imagine. It's every form of socialism. But again, the elite socializing our wealth and transferring it to themselves.
Well, yeah, that's the foundation of communism, basically. And just imagine when the liberals get hold of it. I mean, that's who it's been set up for when they put Kerry in. So, I mean, just imagine the tyranny when he gets hold of all of this.
So you think Kerry's the boy?
Well, the New York Times mentioned that Bilderberg had recommended, I think it was, a vice president in Italy who a month later had to resign due to a scandal. So they said, don't worry, they said, don't be too sure, you know, to liberals that Edwards and Kerry would get in because this guy in Italy who Bilderberg recommended had to resign. But as, you know, Kerry has closer relations to the Queen of England, that's always a big boon. Every president since Washington who has had those closer relations has been the president, and his closer relations to other European royalty like King Harald of Norway. So it seems to me, even though there is this infighting within, which is part of the reason why they're talking about postponing the election, which we can go on to talk about, but I think that at the moment it looks like Kerry and Edwards.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
One thing for anybody that knows anybody, you're talking about the new lawyers coming out. Here's a good question for him. Ask him to explain to you the importance and significance of Erie versus Tompkins, 1938, and watch him draw this blank expression. For those of you who don't know about it, you can look it up, read about it. It was an essential case back when President Roosevelt was in office to switch over from the old constitutional form of government to this uniform commercial code that we have now, but it's fun to question him on it and watch him just draw these blank states.
Yeah, uniform commercial code is really just all admiralty,
right,
or high seas, letter of mark.
That's why
license to feed on us, the slaves.
That's why we have the gold fringe in the courts. That's all significant of British admiralty or maritime law. And Burke's Peerage talks in there about Kerry having the most blue blood. And
well, I mean, even Reuters came out and said that. I mean, BBC did. It's not like it's any secret. Thanks
right.
for the call. Really good points, Tim. This is just a side issue. I don't know how that board, the Campo board, this regional government board, voted last night, but they got a plan, folks. I've seen the total plan about a year ago. All these big highways they built in Central Texas, the major roads in Austin, they're going to make them, basically all of them, giant toll roads after we pay for them. And again, the government's got more money than ever, and they're going to put satellite tracker taxation boxes in your cars. The feds are moving with that. That's now mainstream news. Paul, they're getting ready to do that in England. Now, why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, it was in the London Times last week. The UK government has proposed and is intending to go ahead with a program to fit every car with a box which both tracks mileage, so they can take mileage tax, and restricts speed to save everybody's lives, because the government loves us so much. At the same time, as is the case with many of these programs in the echelon countries, New Zealand is adopting the very same program, GPS mileage tax tracking. And I mean, that's what Bilderberg called for at their recent meeting. They called for a UN tax and a tax on fuel and a mileage tracking tax. So it all falls in line to exactly what they're proposing worldwide.
And again, I've been talking about this for 6-7 years. I mean, in industry publications, it's not a secret. You might want to start speaking out against it. They're getting ready for it here. Major states like Oregon announcing it. Last call, Perry in Colorado. Go ahead, Perry.
Hey, Alex. Love your show. Been listening for about 6 months.
Good to have you on board.
Well, glad to be here. This morning here in Denver on 6:30 a.m., Peter Boyle brought up some kind of a recent interview, I think with Osama bin Laden's brother or something, who said that none of those people flew out.
Yeah, bin Laden's half-brother went on what Lair News Hour last Friday, and Paul, we got to get this posted. I didn't see it, but everybody told me about it.
Yeah,
and I talked to my good filmmaker friend who actually saw it, and he said it's not true. I didn't get flown out. Well, we have the Customs Department documents. We need to post this in the article.
Right.
We posted them. Judicial Watch, where they admit 160. We've been saying 144, which is what Moore said. It's admitted. Richard Clark has admitted it. It's public. And this guy's on. And then he supposedly said, I didn't see it. He supposedly said in the piece by the way, where's bin Laden? Are we going to catch him? Well, it's an interesting question. Go ahead.
Okay, because I think about a week ago you mentioned that you did have copies of those documents on your website.
Yeah, no, Judicial Watch does. Yeah, we've linked to it.
Oh, okay, Judicial Watch. I wasn't able to find that connection on your website.
Well, our website's like a newspaper. We update each day. And so you need to go back off the calendar, like you have 20 stacks of newspapers in your living room.
Right.
You have to dig through the stacks. You just click on each day going back, and it'll be there. But we are adding a better search engine to the website, and somebody else has added a better one. I tested this morning. It worked quite nicely. Paul, tell us about that website.
Yeah, someone emailed me to say they created a website solely devoted to being a search engine for both InfoWars and Prison Planet, so it's an all-in-one thing. I believe that the website is searchinfowars.com, so I think we'll be adopting that into both websites, so it has full search, function and capability.
We're very thankful for that.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple more things?
Yeah, go ahead, quickly.
A couple of days ago, there was a...
Well, hold on. I want to hear what this creature... this person locally was saying that...
Peter Boyle is kind of a middle-of-the-road talk show guy, and he's come out a little bit critical of some Bushisms and stuff like that, but in general, he it's a clear channel station and all that, so...
Yeah, I think I've been on the show, that's why I said creature. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's pretty good, but this thing popped up, and I wanted to be able to have some ammo to call in.
Well, what was he saying? I didn't see it. I just heard about it.
He took that interview to be evidence, agreeing with his neocon caller that it's a fabrication, that everybody flew out while the flight ban was
still on. The White House admits it. Vanity Fair has reported it. Richard Clark has said it. We have the Customs Department documents.
Right. That's what I think people need to...
Hey, Paul, just when you get off the air, create a section on this and do a search. Remember I told you about it Monday? We need to get this posted.
Okay. Well, that would be fantastic. And then about a couple days ago, there was a C-SPAN interview, and I didn't write the guy's name down, but he was supposedly an ex-FBI guy, and he was saying that there's supposed to be 9 to 12 cities hit with suitcase nukes. And
yeah, they've had him on Fox. Look, the White House told U.S. News and World Report, and it's on the website right now, that the Capitol will be destroyed. There will be coast-to-coast attacks. Thanks for the call. Paul, that's a good place to get into the fake terror alert section. We've got the suspension or postponing of the election. Give us your analysis.
Well, you just mentioned the Capitol building, and that's one of the groundworks in which they've laid this pre-attack propaganda, because during the Reagan funeral procession, there was a plane which carried the governor of Kentucky to the Reagan funeral, which strayed into restricted airspace and forced the Capitol building to be evacuated. Now, that story didn't get much attention, but from the photos and from the articles that did come out, there were police running around screaming at people to run because a plane was about to hit in 2 minutes. So, I mean, the members of Congress have already been prepared for this. They're in the state of fear. But, I mean, with this announcement of postponing the election being so public, I don't actually think they'll do anything on the election day. What they're going to do, in my estimation, is use it to raise the Homeland Security color code to a red alert, and it will be kind of a martial law drill, which will make a lot of people in the big cities at least stay in their homes and not vote, which again, you know, conditions them that voting is some kind of privilege afforded to them by government as opposed to an individual.
And we've never had elections canceled. It introduces the mindset. So with Bush and Kerry, both horses are owned by the same people, but again, it's all part of getting us used to this period.
But on another show, I heard a caller say that the election is on November 9th, which I don't think is true because I think it's listed everywhere as November 2nd. But if there is any kind of significant event on November 9th, then you know that that will be a target because obviously it's 11-9 or 9-11 to Europeans, and they're obsessed with tying their misdeeds to this numerical symbolism. But again, with the election, you'll see a red alert, I think, or at least an orange before the election. You'll see news anchors poring over how voting is such a courtesy in times of peril and how the government is so kind to afford us the privilege. But the question, as you asked, is, you know, if they control voting machines, which we know they do, and if both Bush and Kerry are behind the same agenda, then why would they need to suspend the election? And we know from inside sources that there is this fissure within the New World Order, which is divided it into at least two camps. Now, because the end game is the same, it's just that they disagree on the tactics in which to pursue it. So we have the kind of globalist camp and then the neocon camp, which is part of the reason why Tenet was forced out, because he was in the globalist camp. And it's really about, you know, which faction gets its puppet in place to read the teleprompter, and it's above Bush or Kerry. But with Bilderberg coming out behind Kerry and Edwards, the neocons are obviously running scared that their 4 years are over. So, I mean, some of this infighting has gotten dirty, which is why they're making more and more mistakes and why the neocons are now talking openly about cancelling the election. But, I mean, they're using the overlay while talking about this of the Spain bombing on March 11th in Madrid. And again, that is reinforcing in people's minds the likelihood that this is going to happen. But of course, the individuals who carried out that attack had closer links to the Spanish government than they did to Al-Qaeda. BBC reported that the man who provided the explosives was in contact with the Spanish security services days before the attack. And the Boston Globe reported that the Al-Qaeda group blamed for the attack was non-existent.
Well, so, it's, I mean, like last week. For 2 weeks we were hearing about this Marine beheading. And then, oh, Al-Qaeda claims they cut his head off, and then they go, wait a minute, that got uploaded from Houston, and then it turns out it was a hoax, and then we never hear who hoaxed it.
Well, you'll notice on World Neocon Daily today, there's a big article at the top, which I think it's something like Al-Qaeda Terror Navy, and it's a story about how a South Korean newspaper reported that an Al-Qaeda group was threatening to attack South Korean ships exporting U.S. goods. Now, the website that this threat supposedly appeared on had to publish a statement on their front page saying that they were not aware of this. No group had posted anything on their website which was related to this in any way. So again, it was a fabricated threat on a made up from a phony website.
Well, it was like the article of Saddam shipped the weapons out, and then it goes, oh, the UN had put tags on sheet metal and wreckage publicly being shipped out to Jordan. I mean, but they all look, but the headline said, weapons of mass destruction found.
Yeah, I mean, I see examples of that every day. Again, with the beheading of the South Korean. I mean, the U.S. government knew about that days before they even told the South Korean government. It turns out that this latest threat of beheading where the Marine was later released, that turned out to be a hoax. I mean, they're all hoaxes. But back to the election, again, it doesn't matter who wins, because if Kerry gets in, you'll see the same amount of wars. They just won't be about, you know, weapons of mass destruction. They'll be about humanitarian crisis.
And here's another one. The report in Newsweek magazine about suspending the election, confirmed Monday, says the discussions were spurred by a letter from U.S. Election Assistance Commission created by Bush Chairman DeForest Soares. Now, this is their created board saying that this needs to happen, that they need to have plans for this to happen. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get, folks?
But again, in so announcing it, you know, so publicly months before the event, do you think that, you know, they will then go ahead and launch this attack on Election Day? Because I think that is making it a bit too obvious, almost as obvious as the bombing in Tel Aviv over the weekend where, and I mean, I don't agree with the UN or Israel on this, but that Israel were told to take the wall down, and the day after, a massive bombing took place, which Israel blamed on, you know, the Palestinians. I mean, is it becoming as obvious as that? I don't know.
And the UN was running around with Arafat saying Israel did it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, will it be as obvious as that on Election Day?
All right, folks. Final segment, a few key news items straight ahead. You'll want to stay the course with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The love of the lie finally falls. The New World Order will pay. Paul Watson, Red Cross fears U.S. is hiding detainees, AP. The International Red Cross said today that it fears U.S. officials are holding terror suspects secretly in locations around the world. Well, Paul, I mean, years ago the CIA bragged they were taking them to Jordan and to Egypt to torture them and, quote, their children. Can we post that Washington Post article and others from 2 years ago in this article? I mean, your comments.
Yeah, I remember those articles, and I still see articles every day. We were talking earlier about even we kind of gloss over issues. I see articles every day where there are new cases of torture or abuse or pressure where people are both shipped out to other countries and, you know, places in Iraq which we haven't discovered yet, and I kind of sometimes gloss over those as well. So,
and it doesn't get major headlines to the average person. You know, more reports of killing women and children and torturing them and doing other horrible things. Other issues, something that's encouraging, this is out of the Associated Press, Jadakiss, and I don't really like hip-hop, folks, but it's the number one thing right now, and he has the number one single in the country, where he says, why did Bush knock down the towers, a song called Why? Why did Bush knock down the towers? And then he gets into more about, you know, how they're using it to take over. And he said, hey, people in New York, this is what everybody thinks is going on. Everybody I talked to, I just told people what we think in New York. That's got to scare them when even popular culture, the number one song in the country, says, why did Bush knock down the towers, Paul?
Well, yeah. From what I've seen, from the people that email me on this, there are like two factions of hip-hop, one of which is promoted by MTV, which is the you know, the thug version of hip-hop, glorifying criminality. But then there's another version, which is more intelligent, which obviously doesn't get as much exposure, which is political. And we've got Paris, who is someone else who talks about this kind of thing. But wasn't it interesting how the video, which MTV received, the exact segment where this lyric is included was taken out of the video, and they were ignorant to who did it. So.
Yeah, right, and it says radio stations are getting edited versions too.
Yes, I mean, who is sending out the edited versions if the original producer of it, you know, isn't doing that?
Okay, final piece of news, this out of the AP. Group wants Maryland elections chief to quit over electronic voting machine fraud and 10,000 signatures calling for a voting system that produces paper recounts. Now, that's some good news. And that's going on right here in Austin right now, too, not just in Baltimore, Maryland. Paul, here in the last minute or so, PrisonPlanet.tv, tell folks about it.
Well, yeah, we've got just posted the interview yesterday from David Icke, as we do with every interview on the Alex Jones Show. Weekly television reports, which Alex films in Austin, and on top of that, documentaries from other documentary filmmakers. There were a couple of issues with smaller browsers like Mozilla browser, which I fixed over the weekend, so it's all running smoothly now. And it's $5.95 a month. It's $54.95 for a whole year. We've already got dozens of videos and, you know, hundreds of audios on there. So it's great value for money, and it's expanding every day.
Both our books, all my videos, other great films, PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul Watson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care and keep up the good work. I've made 10 films, I've written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other books and videos. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com to order hard copies of these. Your support is absolutely integral and vital to this broadcast, this transmission worldwide. My 9/11 films, the other 9/11 films I carry, you can call, ask questions about them, deals on multiple books or videos. Give them a call, give us a call, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't procrastinate. Get my films, the other films I carry. Get them out to people. Wake America and the planet up. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow. Introduced.